Season of sequels, best of worst of, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Darren, better than the first one?
No.
There's a love-hate with some people with this one.
I've watched this film so many times, and I try to kind of get something from it each time whereas I come away thinking, actually, it's not that bad. I'm not a fan. I know there are a lot of fans out there, and that's fine. I'm not knocking anyone for that. But for me, it's tonally different to the original film. It's played for laughs a lot of the time, and there are some funny bits in it, but it's just such a noisy, loud, shouty, screamy, bloody redneck roller coaster.
No story. Well, the first one didn't really have any story either.
Oh, no, this one doesn't either, but and they've kind of really bastardized the family, and, you know, brought in this other character, Chop Top, and you've got Drayton from the first film, I think. What's his name? It's Cook or something.
Cook.
Yeah. But I do think, I mean, if we're going to talk best characters, I do think that Stretch is the best character in this film.
Really? You like Stretch?
I do.
You like Carolyn Williams?
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy.
She was good in this.
Yeah.
Really good. And you know, it's a kind of tough role for her as well. You know, there's a lot, it's a very physical role. And, you know, that scene in particular with the chainsaw that she had to go through with, what did they call the guy who played Bill Johnson, who played Leatherface in this?
There's like 10 of them, including Tom Morga.
Oh, really? So what happened to Gunnar? Did he not want to come back for this?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever.
But yeah, my best character is Stretch, Caroline Williams. I think she's really good. I think
looks good to still.
She does. She is. She's done a lot of kind of you know, horror documentaries and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think she's decent in this film. I think she's got a real physical presence, and I think that it was an interesting little kind of plot device to get the family to come after her with the radio recording and everything. So definitely Caroline Williams, I think, is the most level-headed and sane person in this noisy nonsense.
Not LG?
Yeah, you kind of feel a bit for him.
What?
Goes through?
Well, that hawking of the phlegm and everything.
Yeah, what's talking about? Like, was he just,
I don't know.
Spitting all the time.
Well, maybe it turns the Stretch on a little bit.
Oh.
Really, really pronounced wads of phlegm there, you know. It's like they like, he had color to it. It's like he had cotton balls in there and he just spit them out. You could see them. I'm like, Jesus.
Pronounced wads of phlegm.
for my best character, I'm gonna go with Cook. He's the only rational character in this movie for me. He's the only one who actually transitioned from the first one to the second one that's still the same character.
Hmm.
And pulled it off.
Yeah.
Because in the first one, he was actually like the sane one of the family. And then he goes off the rails at little bits and parses, you know, bits and pieces. Because in the first one, he was like, why did you bring her in here? Look what you did. Oh, God, everyone's going to know. And then everyone's laughing. And then he looks around the table and he starts giggling too. And then this one, he does the same thing. You motherfuckers, you know, you fucked up again. You know, I finally won something, you know, with my chili. Laughing at everything. I thought he was the funniest and best character this because he's rational. Because you remember how he killed himself. He's like, maybe it's time just to retire. Yeah, the grenade. Okay, your worst character.
I was going to say Drayton and Top Shop? Chop Top. Top Shop's a female.
Bill Moseley.
Anyway, but I do like Bill Moseley, but in this, I just can't stand that character, and it really takes me out of the movie all the time. I think that the constant, endless scenes of the two of them screaming and shouting nonsense at each other in that underground dwelling or whatever they're in. It turns out to be a fucking great tower, doesn't it? But
it's an amusement park,
whatever it is. is just onerous and like grates on me all the time every time I watch it. It's just those two together are just kind of, although there is, there are individual parts of them that I picked out that I kind of enjoyed, but on the whole, yeah, just destroy the movie for me.
Well, I kind of like him a little bit, you know, because he is supposed to, he's supposed to be that crazy. Motherface, you fucked up my Sonny Bono wig. But I don't like the whole scratching and he's eating himself. Because he was, I think he was a Nam and he got his part of his head blown up.
Yeah.
That made him crazy. But yeah, I can understand, you know, what you're saying about him. But I just put it as he's also the one constant nut in this that kept, didn't come out of character. He just kept on being annoying.
Yeah.
Too much. Too much for you. I understand. All right. I got two worst characters.
Okay.
God bless him. Lefty. Dennis Hooper.
Hopper.
Whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hooper drives the chainsaw. Dennis Hopper. Yeah. It's.
Is he Franklin's dad?
Uncle.
Uncle, that's
or cousin. He's some relation.
Yeah.
But he's just, he looked like he took this movie just to get a paycheck.
Oh, of course. It's Dennis Hopper's a classic, fantastic actor.
But they're saying, what's its movie?
Blue Velvet.
It's not Blue, it's not Blue Velvet. It's also not
Rider or what?
Easy Rider. You know, it's also not, what's the one with Marlon Brando?
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. It's not that either, is it?
Mm.
This is more borderline of the Puff Daddy video of the rap song with Biggie Smalls and Busta Rhymes. P. Diddy is running through the streets and, you know, Dennis Hopper's there going, we don't need another martyr. Get him. That was it. That was his only scene.
Was he actually in there?
He was in the music video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I still listen to that song, and I can't remember its name. Oh, well, people will probably put it in there. And another one is Stretch. I don't like her in this movie. And you know what it is for me? It's what you said about some of the previous characters in our best and worst of videos. Too much damn screaming.
Hang up, hang up, hang up, hang up, hang up, hang up, hang up.
Too much.
Yeah, okay.
Too much screaming.
You know? I'd rather listen to her scream than bloody Chop Top.
Well, I kind of, you know, I can kind of get, they're equally annoying. Could you imagine those two in a room with together?
I just did. Well, 2 hours.
You're right. Best line for you.
Best line for me. I have a few actually on this.
Oh, okay.
Drayton, when he turns around and says, I wouldn't wish this rotten life on a one-eyed ferret with mange. There's that. Yeah. Oh, that really upsets you, that line, doesn't it, Frank?
Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tugging on my heartstrings. You know,
when they start dissecting, what's his face? LG. And he's going, peel that pig and slice him thick. And then the other one is, yes, the chainsaw up his ass at the end. And he looks to the camera and goes, sure, took care of my hems.
Sure took care of my hams. Saved a trip to the hospital.
I did like the chainsaw up the arse sequence. I thought that was funny.
And how do you like, well, we'll get to that. My best line is, you have one choice, sex or the saw. Sex is, well, nobody knows. But the saw is family. Now, that has been the tagline for the rest of the movies afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw is family.
Yeah.
So I had that, and I thought Cook saying, you know, sex, nobody knows, but the saw is family. Your worst line?
Worst line for me is a lot would find it really funny, but I just remember at the time when I first saw this film, remembering this line and making really turn my stomach, and then... every time I see it, I always recall how disgusting it sounds, because you should never have the word lick and dog dick in the same sentence. And it's when LG walks in the room and goes, hey, what the shit? And Chop Top just goes, lick my plate, you dog dick.
It does make no sense, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, not whatsoever, no. But it's just having lick and dog dick in the same sentence really kind of turns my stomach.
It's a purely a natural thing for those for that species. Shit. Speaking of lick. How about this for a worse line? How good are you? Really? Are you really good? You're really good. You're the best. Terrible.
Who was that?
That was Stretch trying to calm down Leatherface.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
How good are you? Bad. Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, that whole scene there is pretty tough, isn't it? Especially when he's got the chainsaw on her crotch.
Yeah.
He's going up and down and, you know, that's you know, it's an assault scene, isn't it?
Well, it's not needed either.
No, exactly, yeah. It's tough to watch, but, you know, by that point, I'm kind of out of the film anyway. I just don't enjoy it at all. Because the first one is such a very well-made horror film. And I do think a lot of it is down to the conditions and the budget that they have, which just makes it feel, you know, grimy and cheap and claustrophobic and unsettling and atmospheric. Whereas this is kind of trying to be a polished version of that. But also tonally, it's shifted. And it just doesn't work for me. And I know it does for other people, and that's really cool. I respect the fact that it has a lot of fans. And Savini's work is excellent in it, particularly when it comes to LG. And even the mask, the Leatherface mask, I think is pretty iconic there. But yeah. The film itself just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah, I could see that people are 50-50 about it, but it's funny how you and I, for worst characters, didn't pick the two college kids in the front in the beginning of the movie.
I kind of like that scene, though.
I like the scene, but those guys are kind of assholes.
Yeah, they are, but I do like that attack on the car from the body. I don't know. Who is the body? Is that any of the characters from the original film? Or
I don't know.
He's using.
I know it's Tom Morga. That's Tom Morga doing the
Morga.
Yeah, doing the stunt on the back.
Okay.
But do you think it would be a lot more better if it was a family in the family truckster?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
A bit like the Hitcher.
Yeah. Could you imagine if it was like that? You know, they're saying they're lost and everything, and there's kids in the back.
Well, of his head getting taken off as well is great. Another bit of great Savini work.
Those are two people you actually kind of wish they were dead, right, anyway.
Oh, I just wish top.
Stove top.
Hot top. Whatever.
Hot pocket.
I just wish he was dead.
Under the big top. on top. your best kill.
Best kill. It's the guy at the start who's on the phone to Stretch and gets his head chainsawed in half. I thought that's probably the best kill for me.
For me, how about LG?
That's nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
How do you take a beating to the head like that?
And then help. What does he do? He helps her with something, doesn't he?
He unties her.
Unties her, that's it.
And then Smith.
He's trying to go down her back.
He's a little robotic, right? And he spits too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, I'm falling apart on you, darling. And LG, I loved you. Tell him now. You actually got to see what's inside him.
Mm-hmm. Were they a couple?
No. It was like her station manager.
Yeah.
But he always liked her.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, if someone's pouring your love out, you know, as they're dying, you know, the worst thing you could do is tell them you love them too and don't really mean it.
I know.
But she loved him so much that she actually wore his face.
She put his face back on for him.
Yeah. Oh, but don't you think Rob Zombie took out of a House of 1,000 Corpses? Do you think he took a little privilege with that?
Yeah. I guess so. But then loads of films have done it. They do it in all the Texas Chainsaw films, pretty much, don't they? So
yeah. Okay. Worst kill,
Lefty.
Hmm.
Is he dead? We don't know, do we? Because
he wants to die. He doesn't care if he does.
I guess he gets blown up. Is that right? Because the grenade goes off, but then you never see what happened. You don't even see him die in any of that. You just kind of... He drops the grenade and there's an explosion and that's it. She just carries on fighting up the side of the Ferris wheel or whatever it is.
Ferris wheel.
Whatever it is, a theme park or whatever.
Kitty slide.
It's like a helter-skelter or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a. I think it's a Civil War amusement park.
Hmm.
Like, why the hell would they want that? Whatever. It's a confusing movie anyway.
Yeah.
My worst kill is Chop Top. He should have died. We don't know if he died. He got rammed in the ass with the chainsaw, and he falls down the slide.
He didn't get rammed in the ass. That was his dad, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, he got chainsawed.
He got chainsawed in the stomach. She went up there and it's open.
No, is that Leatherface?
No, but he got it as well, I think.
And he survives.
Yeah.
But Chop Top, you know, he falls
out the top and goes
down the slide. Yeah, whatever, or down the vent or anything. Which I think he is dead too.
Yeah, he wouldn't have survived that, right?
I don't know, Leatherface is alive, still with another chainsaw inside him. I don't know. But yeah, Chop Top, because we didn't really see anything. We saw his injuries, but he didn't really die on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what do you think about Grandpa walking around aimlessly?
He falls over, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like... He's 109 or something like that, or 139?
The whole film's just mental. It's honestly. What do you think? You haven't really said what you think of this film. What are your thoughts on it?
I bought this film when I was a kid. When I went back and bought when it came out on DVD, and I bought it where just based upon. I never seen it because I went from my first Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie that I saw was the movie called Leatherface Part 3, which had a great opening because you know. It has the monologue, you know, the guy reading the lines, and then all of a sudden there's a sledgehammer coming at the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. Of course, you have Viggo Mortensen on it, who was an unknown at that time, and you have other actors in there. And then I saw the first one. My parents didn't want me to see the first one. They said, because you'll have nightmares over it. I said, well, I just saw Leatherface. I mean, I don't know how bad it was, but it was worse. It was worse. As an atmospheric level.
Yeah.
And this one I thought was kind of a comedy.
Yeah, no, I get that. There's such a tonal shift with this film that it for me, it doesn't sit right in the franchise. It's kind of odd. I don't know. Anyway, the whole franchise is a mess anyway, isn't it? But
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of this, and I think I've said that before. We did.
Yeah, yeah. There's people that think this movie is absolutely mental.
Yeah,
it's just all over the place, and you have Cook at the beginning. He's winning his chili cook-off, and the girl takes a bite, and it's a tooth that's inside, and he says it's a peppercorn shell. And he's holding, and they give him that trophy, and they're pouring the chili inside, and he holds it up to him. It's getting all over his suit and everything. And it's gross. And then, but what is your best moment, if you have one?
Best moment?
The credits.
I think it's probably the last 10 minutes. As much as I've checked out at this point, I do think the kind of last 10, 15 minutes are fun to watch. You know, the her being chased around this theme park or whatever, and the whole thing with him getting the chainsaw up the arse, which I always find hilarious and always did. And he refers to his arse as something about beets as well, doesn't it? Baby beets or something. He's going about his hens again. But yeah, the whole kind of nonsense that happens in the last 15-20 minutes, I guess, is fun. So, and at that point, it's all over, and I'm just like, thank God for that.
Then Dennis Hopper, you know, he's not actually, I was going to say another movie, he's not Speed Dennis Hopper, is he?
No, he's very subdued in this film, isn't he, a lot of the time? Yeah.
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 I have a best moment, and that's the rec room being destroyed, which is also iconic away because it was also in the movie The Burbs.
Okay.
When when Tom Hanks's character Ray is really going crazy. He's having that weird dream. He's going to have that weird dream. But every time he's switching the channel, one movie he was watching was The Exorcist, and the next movie he turns on was Leatherface going to the record room and, you know, destroying everything. That's the only reason why I put it in there, because it was in The Burbs.
Yeah,
it was that scene. I was going to put Lefty seeing Franklin. But for me, there's wheelchair bound people all over that cave. How does he know it's Franklin?
I don't know, actually. That's a good point. Was there something on him, like a...
Yeah, split open.
He did got carved up, didn't he?
Yeah, but how do you know it's Franklin? Do you think it's because his sister told, you know, Lefty what happened? You know, he got split down the middle? So he... Maybe it's his clothes? I don't know. But yeah, there's other wheelchair people bound in this movie. Or I should say, like, people, skeletons in wheelchairs. I don't know if they're bound or anything. But how do you know that's Franklin? It's a tender moment, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the midnight.
For you, baby.
Look at you. You're just like, yeah, Frank, whatever. Shit. No movie shit.
It's just my opinion. I've never been a fan of
this
film whatsoever. Yeah.
You recognize the following, though.
I do recognize the following, and I respect the fact that there are people out there that really do dig it. And I remember when I said I didn't like it before, and all these people came out and said, oh, I love it, it's great, it's this, it's that.
Good.
I don't see it at all. I don't get the appeal, but that's just my opinion. And I know that there's a lot of love for it.
Yeah, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're not knocking these movies. Making movies is hard. The time it takes, the money it costs. Some of these movies, you know, a lot of us love, and a lot of us, you know, don't like them. I mean, you know, Darren, are you a big fan of the Avengers movies? Do you have a collection of them? People are into the universe. Me, I'm just like, okay.
We'll leave them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For you and me, it's not Halloween.
No.
It's not RoboCop. It's not Terminator. It's not Predator. We're naming everything that Arnold's is doing, practically.
It's not A Fish Called Wanda.
It's not A Fish Called Wanda. It's not Airplane. We wanted to let you guys know that we do recognize that this movie does have a following.
Yeah.
And if you like it, good for you. Really good. You know, you got to have your fans.
Maybe we should look at the third one, because I haven't seen that since it came out, I don't think. I don't even think I can remember it.
If you guys want us to do it, let us know. We'll do it.
Yeah, let us know down below. We've done the first one. We've done the second one. We've even done the recent Netflix remake, I think. We covered that as well.
Which was okay.
Yeah, that was okay. I didn't mind that. I actually prefer that to this.
I could see that. I can see that. What we got coming up? We got some more content coming up, and maybe some more Halloween content. We don't know. There could be.
We're going to get our thinking caps on over the next week. Maybe we'll do some Christmas stuff that we haven't yet done.
Maybe we'll, if Darren and I have time this month, we'll give you guys our review of Silent Night, the John Woo movie. Yeah.
That doesn't come out over here until December 23.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying.
Well, no. How about this? When it comes out, maybe we could do the best and worst of Godzilla Minus One.
We could do. Yeah, I'd probably
it's a good Christmas that. Movie.
Somebody was asking on the short that you put out with your reaction to it, if we're going to cover it. So once I get to see it, maybe we can talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good nice little treat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you soon. And as always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
Take care. Bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.